This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're east. I think east, right? We're in Forestville, Maryland, I believe.
Yeah. Looking at a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, too many of them. That dude's got a T-shirt on.
No. I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about Donnie. Donnie already changed over to the Commanders.
Smart man.
My man. Last year, he and I had a discussion all year. He walked up. He said, "You were right. You told me."
He's got. There is a Cowboys shirt present. We are out at the T-Stats Rude Company Barbecue. Right? Like I know there's barbecue, and I know this is the company.
Employee appreciation.
Okay, employee appreciation.
Yeah.
But obviously, what we appreciate right now, the biggest news in D.C., the Caps, baby. You were at the game last night.
Yes.
I was there early on. That arena was buzzing.
Bruh.
And Ovi set the tone right away. That first goal was just a thing of beauty. And Ovechkin from the office on a power play, book it.
Unbelievable, man. When he shot that thing, I was like, oh, my Lord. And I did take Ovi and the Caps over to score in the Caps to win. But anyway,
I took Willie to score in the Caps to win.
We all were on it last night. But I will tell you, man. Last night, I was talking about how the Bell Center was so loud. Remember, I put out a challenge to the fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans came to me and said, "We brought it last night, dude. We brought it tonight." And they absolutely did. I was sitting there talking to Ahmed, and I don't think we could hear each other sitting right next to each
other. That's awesome, man.
So it was outstanding, man. The way that they went. They were up 3-0, and you see the Canadiens score.
They got a little cheapy.
They got a little. Then all of a sudden, bam, the Caps say, no. Back off a little bit.
And LT down the stretch was phenomenal.
Bro,
that glove save he had late. So I was.
I like how cool he go.
Right. Yo, I feel like hockey goalies always do that. When they snag one, they just act like it's no big deal and try to just be real nonchalant.
He was so smooth, man. Listen. I have absolutely enjoyed it, and now it's time to take that thing to another level.
Totally, dude.
That's all it is.
This run has been awesome, but it is very much just the beginning. Some of the stats last night. So I was at the game, and then I had to go to NBC to do all ears, which, yo.
Everybody kept asking about you and say, "Where's JP?" I said, "Ears." Yeah, he got some big ears. I said, "But he can't hear."
Yo, isn't it remarkable? Whenever I am somewhere, people just ask me where you are.
Yeah.
And it seems like somewhat vice versa.
That's right, like, you and I.
People think we're, like, connected at the hip, dude.
That would be interesting.
I don't think I can keep up. But, yo, eventually we'll have to find this video. They made me try the Connerly challenge on all ears last night.
What's the Connerly challenge?
The new offensive lineman that jumps up off his knees.
Oh, Jeff can do that.
Yo, I am 43.
I watched Jeff do
that. I was not prepared for this. It was on live television. I didn't fall or anything, but it wasn't great.
Did you do it?
Kinda.
Jeff, show him what you got, Jeff. Jeff did it.
Jeff, we're in a parking lot. Don't make Jeff just jump around in
a parking
lot.
Man, Jeff showed me that the other day. I was wondering what the hell he was doing.
I'll get the video. We can look at that. But then, so I was home to watch the end of it, and I love my beautiful wife. She's a wonderful person. And she knew I was coming home. And luckily, there's been two Wednesday games, which really sucks for me because I had to tape the show and I love the show, so that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I end up missing the second period because I'm live on air. And I know I've timed it out enough because it happened the previous Wednesday that I'm getting home at the beginning of the third period. And I have Walton on in the car. Like, I've got it down to a science now. I hear John, like, kind of get it ready for the beginning of the third period. Usually a quick commercial break. I'm walking in the house. I'm on the porch, vodka in the cup, sitting down for Joby and Locker start of the third, right? My wife was really trying to be helpful last night. And she knew I wanted to watch the end of the game. I walked in. She was on the phone with her sister. I'm in my chair, and I'm ready for Joe B and Locker, and Locker's
just
back.
The damn.
And I was like, I was shocked. I was like, who is this? The dude is clearly rooting for Montreal. I don't know if you spent any time on the ESPN feed.
You know what I think,
feed.
Too? I think some of them damn referees were rooting for Montreal last night, too.
I get that they're the bigger hockey market or whatever, but I spent 45 seconds on the ESPN feed before I realized it, and I kind of – I didn't yell, Brian, but I asked. I said, what are you doing? And she's like, what? I was like, you've got it on the ESPN feed. She's like, I don't even know what that means. She's like, I said Capitals game into the remote, and this is what it did. So we got to fix that, Xfinity. Like, go to the Monumental feed. I want Joe being locked in.
Say Monumental.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing else on there, Monumental.
But besides that, it was a perfect night.
Yeah.
I think, dude, so I checked out some stats on this last night. Joe B finishing the game explained that was the first Caps home playoff clinch in 10 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem unbelievable? They won a cup, which means they won four series, and all of them were on the road.
I think Rhino mentioned that on the show yesterday.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And it made me just think about, so Ovi breaks the record in Long Island. Obviously, they won the cup in Vegas. Like, it's just one of those weird coincidental things, but they seem to do all the big stuff on the road. Like, it's just kind of odd.
But you know what I say? I don't care where you do it as long as you do it, but you know what? It feels a little better at home.
You know what I say?
I'll take it on the road.
You know what I say?
What'd you say?
I said Caps in five, and the Caps won in five.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, don't get ahead of yourself. I got ahead of myself. I don't give a damn.
All right. Give me the next one.
Okay.
We need you calling them.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to wait a beat. I get to wait until I see the structure of the games, when they are.
Yeah.
We still are unclear when we'll know that because Toronto plays Ottawa tonight. Now, depending on which source you believe, my dude that works on the Caps ice crew or Tarik El-Bashir. So you can pick your guy.
Uh-huh.
My dude that works on the Caps ice crew says we won't know. They can't set the series until both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference first round is over. And the Western Conference is going to go deep, man. The Western Conference, all four of the series are 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, at least two of those are going seven because those teams are battling.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching so much puck, just leaving it on late night and staying up way too late. But regardless, like the East is just a different beast. Three of the four first-round series in the East are already closed out.
Done.
Florida closed out Tampa last night. Carolina closed out the Devils two nights ago, and obviously the Caps put away the Canadiens last night. So if Toronto can beat Ottawa tonight, then the whole East is closed. And then maybe we get to find out when Caps-Canes starts. If Toronto beats Ottawa tonight, today is Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think Caps-Canes game one would be Sunday?
No.
When do you think it would be?
It'll be next week sometime.
You think they'll wait? The whole East is closed. Tarik says they can start scheduling them as soon as the Eastern Conference is closed.
I really believe that they try to keep them all scheduled so nobody is playing like too much longer than the other, especially when they're looking at one East and West.
So you
they don't want to give nobody no
So
man.
You're on Caps Ice Crew vote.
Yeah, because you know what? Guess what one thing the Caps Ice Crew has to do? Always have the ice ready.
Yeah.
He might know a little something.
I
believe the field crews and the ice crews, they know a little more than most people.
Sure. So
it might not look like it, but they do.
I was very clear that I wanted the Caps to close this thing out last night because I didn't want Carolina to be getting extra rest and just chilling. They did their
Carolina
exact job.
Where are they in? Raleigh?
Raleigh.
All right, cool. I'll be going to some games on the road.
Their stadium. Oh, yeah, because you can just go see the Grand Bay.
I got two kids. I can stay at their house. I don't need to get no hotel.
Can I stay there?
Yeah.
I don't know that Deshaun needs me coming in after work until.
Oh, they don't mind. Don't worry.
Do you think Deshaun would rather me come in after I had to work late or come in after I've been out with you late?
Yeah, I come in. But you know what? They have quiet doors. Garage doors.
Yo, dude, the quiet garage doors change everything, man.
As long as Bryce don't get up, everything's cool.
All right. Here we go. So I think the last time the Caps saw Carolina, it didn't go well towards the end of the season.
Nah.
Now, the end of the regular season, Washington was kind of discombobulated with the Ovi search. Then you had LT out, and you had Protas out. Protas back on the ice last night makes a big difference. In nothing else, that dude is a unit. 6'6", and then you put skates on him.
Dude, he's long.
Long. He is huge, and I think getting some action last night before this next round is huge. And I think they're not quite all the way back, But mm-hmm. I think they're damn close to like 95%.
Well, last night, it was as complete as you can get.
Yeah, dude.
They were rolling.
Getting Chytrin a goal
they
again.
They were faster.
Getting Willie a goal again.
They were faster. They were skating way faster, I think, than they've skated in any game in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And
the Wilson hit in game four changed.
Yeah, they utilized their size yesterday, too, because I'll tell you this, man. Caulfield, I didn't like Caulfield.
Yeah.
I didn't like the dude, but you know what? I have to give him total respect. That dude is miniature. But he is a bad dude on those skates, man. So you got to give a man his credit, but, you know, they got some big boys that they're making it happen for him.
What I said last night on Channel 4 before the game started, they were saying, oh, do you think this will get really physical, game five, you know, Montreal try to muck it up. And I was like, the best thing Washington could do is not get drawn into that because they are bigger and better. They're the one seed for a reason. Montreal's the eight seed for a reason. Don't get caught up in the BS and just beat their ass.
Don't get caught up in the BS.
Belt to ass.
If they come in and want to get physical, that's your game.
Sure.
So, yes, welcome that.
But not the extra stuff.
Because I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to find a dude. I don't know how to pronounce his name, and I'm not going to even try. But as Ahmed said, the dude with
you know what they call him?
What's his name? It's X-H-E-K-A-J.
My guy right here, Arbor. I think that's pronounced like Hockjay.
Okay.
You know what? Hold on. You're going to die laughing at this.
What's that?
You know what his nickname is?
What?
Have you ever – you know when you, like, sign up for a new website and they suggest a password?
That's exactly what
I'm saying.
And it's
the wildest password in the world? They call him Wi-Fi because that looks like a suggested Wi-Fi password.
How you pronounce his dude's name? You say, man, it looked like one of those passwords that you get.
X-H-E-K-A-J.
Yeah, but he was trying his best to get somebody to do something. I don't know. I think I cursed him out more than I cursed anybody out in a hockey game in my life. He was standing next to us. I don't know if he heard me or not, but I call him more, you know, Father Duncan, as you say. Yeah. Yeah, I was killing him.
He's Canadian. He's from, like, the Toronto area. I'd love to know, like, what the background is of that name.
No, that dude is not – that's not a Canadian name.
Hold on. So his father is – named Jack, which is kind of ironic when that's this dude's name. He's Albanian.
Okay.
And his mom is from the Czech Republic. So that's how you land.
Okay, that's where that name came from.
Exkaj. Right. So whatever, Montreal's toast. It's what we expected. They weren't as good as Washington. Washington moves forward. I think now this is going to be a much different series.
Yes.
I got some numbers this morning. Capitals and Canes played four times this year. The Canes went 2-1-1 against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They outscored them 14-10 in those four games.
Okay,
this is only the second time Carolina and Washington have met in the playoffs.
They did catch them at a time when it was like the Ovi chase. And I think they were playing different hockey. So I want to see them when they're playing the way they played last night. And then everybody's getting involved and see how things end up then.
So of the four games they played, go way back to November, which is, I mean, what is that now, 8 months ago or something? What are we, 5 months in, minus two, 7 months ago?
Yeah.
Dmitry Orlov scored twice in a 4-2 win for the Canes.
All right.
Keep that in mind, that Orlov's down there. Mm-hmm. It's a familiar name.
Used to be here.
Yep. December 20th, Caps win 3-1 at home. April 2nd, Canes win 5-1. And that was...
that was really in the chase.
Yeah. And then April 10th
when... The lopsided one?
That was when all the fights were.
Yeah,
it got kind of out of control. And then April 10th, the Caps won the 5-4 shootout win. And that was when both those games were when Washington's scuffles kind of started. April 2nd was the game in Carolina. Protas's last game was April 4th. And then LT started missing time. April 10th was when they were in full Ovi chase mode, and they were just like out of their rhythm a little bit. I don't want to take too much away from four regular season meetings. This is going to be entirely different. The last time they faced off in the playoffs, though, was Caps are defending Cup champs, and Carolina knocked them out in that first round.
All right.
You remember that? Well, in 2019.
We could give it back to them.
This to me feels like Washington owes Carolina an ass kicking. Like,
no.
It just feels like it's time for Big Brother to remember he can beat them
Washington up. Owes themselves the opportunity to go out there and play their best hockey and let it fall where it may. Because I think when you do it that way, if you bring your absolute best, if they bring what they were doing year-round, I don't think Carolina could keep up with it.
I agree with that. I agree with that. All right, show plan for today. At 11 a.m., Doc Walker is going to join us. Rick, you mean, see if Doc wants to come here.
You mean Methuselah?
See, Doc, you are welcome where we are. I'll text you the address should you want to drive
over.
They
got food, Doc.
They got serious food.
And I like the food.
What, Donnie, what all are we serving today? Ribs? I know that. Brisket?
Donnie been here since 3 o'clock. I don't know how the hell he's still standing.
That's crazy. I don't even know how that, what that means.
Donnie, you're starting to look like, what's going on right now? Mike Shanahan right now.
The Red Lobster?
Like the Red Lobster.
As Fred Smoot famously told him. All right. Doc Walker's going to join us at 11 at high noon, smoking out, coking. Smoke, you're also welcome here should you like to come visit us. Peter Rosenberg at 1:30.
Peter, you're welcome too if you come from New York.
I don't know if Peter's going to make it. I also had a really great conversation with Jalen Lane, the Commander's fourth-round draft pick out of Virginia
Tech. You tell him I want to talk to him?
I didn't, but he's the type of young man.
I can't stand you.
Was I supposed to?
Yeah. Anytime you talk to a return man, you're supposed to tell him I won't talk to him.
Anytime I talk to a return man, I'm just supposed to tell them that you want to talk to
especially
them.
Especially one on Washington team.
Okay. All right. Good to see. Noted.
Every time I talk to somebody that wants a writer or wanted to get somebody in the area to talk, I tell them about you.
Okay. Done.
What the hell? You got to scratch my back like I scratch yours.
I was unaware of this request. Consider it done. I you know what? I'll
you
text.
Never told me to do it. I just know it. That's just what some smart people do.
Brian,
I forgot, Jay.
I'm an idiot.
You lost a bunch of brain cells, you told me.
Those nitrous balloons. We were talking about it the other day. You know how many of those things I did?
Ooh, boy.
Hold on. Because you want this to happen, I'm going to text the dude right now.
Don't worry.
Daniel.
Dan ain't going to tell him.
No, I'm telling him right. Dude, this dude will absolutely text him.
Dan Quinn going to tell him.
Hey, man, B. Mitch wants to talk to Jalen. Bang.
Dan already called me. You hooked that up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so I did one.
It's all good now.
All right, dude, the text is in.
Yes.
PR dude. honestly, there's a lot for us to discuss. I do want to run through the NBA playoffs because something happened last night that, frankly, I enjoyed. And I don't know. I'll let the basketball experts tell me how stupid I am. But, like, Luka doesn't play defense.
Man, an out-of-shape dude and an old man is not going to beat none of these new up-and-coming people.
So two things that are just tremendous from last night's adventure between the Lakers and the T-Wolves. One, I took the T-Wolves plus six. I don't know how the whole world was like, oh, the Lakers are going to kick their ass. No, they're not. They're exhausted and don't have bigs. But whatever. For, I don't know, 6 weeks, 2 months, the whole world was saying how great the Lakers did getting this trade. Guess who was complaining about the front office last night?
LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron always complains when things don't work out.
I know.
He takes all the credit, and he always points and give blame.
All right. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk RFK Stadium, Commanders draft picks, certainly plenty of Caps hockey. Open these phone lines up a little later. It's B-Mitch and Finley live. T-Stats Employee Appreciation Day. Hey, right. Nobody go anywhere.